welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Today I'm joined by Vanderbilt dietetic interns Sarah and Courtney. Thank you for both being here today.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to be discussing how to eat a heart smart diet on a thin budget. Courtney, what does eating heart smart really mean?
Well, heart smart is basically a diet that's low in fat and sodium. This basically means to choose foods low in saturated fat, trans fat, and cholesterol to help prevent cardiovascular disease, such as high blood pressure, heart attacks, and strokes.
Okay, so it's really important that people eat a heart-smart diet. Sarah, can you talk a little bit about some of the food groups that we need to focus on to eat heart-smart?
Sure. Well, we need to focus on a lot of fruits and vegetables, whole grains rather than refined grains. Mm-hmm. When you're choosing low-fat dairy, you want to stick to the 1% or fat-free milk, reduced-fat cheeses, and low-fat yogurts. You also want to purchase lean proteins. And when I say lean proteins, we're thinking less of the red meats and more of chicken, turkey, ham, fish, and alternatives like tofu and legumes.
Okay.
Healthy fats are also a part of the Heart Smart plan, and this includes limiting saturated fats. Typically, our healthy fats are olive oil, canola oil. They're found in nuts, avocados.
Okay. And what about the omega-3s that we've been hearing so much about? Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Usually omega-3 fatty acids, they're found in salmon, walnuts, and flax seeds. And those are also a great way to promote good heart health.
Okay. What are some ways that we can incorporate some of these foods that won't cost us a fortune when we go grocery shopping? Any suggestions on that, Courtney?
Before you go to the grocery store, you want to make a shopping list and stick to it. This will avoid the spur-of-the-moment things that you want to put in your grocery cart. Also, buying in bulk is great for whole grains. You can get those in the plastic containers and weigh them. The oats, the brown rice, whole grain pasta, barley, high-fiber cereals, all can come in those bulk containers at the store. You want to get store brands when possible. Those tend to be cheaper than the brand names. A couple more economical protein options include canned fish, such as light tuna that's packed in water, canned salmon, dried or canned beans, nut butters, unsalted nuts. Those are more of the good fats. And also, in the produce section, buying heads of lettuce instead of the pre-bagged salad mixes, which typically don't last as long and are definitely more expensive.
So those are some ways that you can cut costs a little bit and still be eating heart healthy. Besides what you change when you go to the grocery store, are there some things that we can do at home to be more heart healthy with our cooking preparations, for example?
Sure. Cooking at home is a great way to get started on a heart healthy eating plan because you can control what you put into those foods. You can make it low sodium, less fat, and you can include all those foods that we listed before, the whole grains, fruits and vegetables, and lean meats. And you can also alter your preparation method to make it more heart healthy. So maybe instead of choosing to fry your fish or chicken, grill or bake. That reduces the fat and calories too. Preparing vegetables in a healthy stir fry with canola oil or steaming or roasting vegetables, those are also good tips for a heart healthy diet. You can find more heart-healthy tips and recipes online at the American Heart Association website at www.heart.org.
What if people don't have time to be cooking at home and they're really eating on the run at restaurants and fast food places? Courtney, can you touch on a couple things that they should keep in mind when dining out?
Well, first, whenever you're eating out, keep in mind to have everything in moderation. Also, when you're ordering, you could take half to go in a to-go box. That way you can have it for lunch the next day. When you want to order some kind of salad or a burger that has sauce on it, or the dressing or the sauce on the side, so you can control how much you want on your burger or salad. And again, when you're ordering these dressings, try to get the more oil base than the cream base. Those typically have less fat in them.
Anything else?
Well, water is free. It's typically less expensive than soft drinks and sweet tea.
Absolutely. Those are some good tips for people to keep in mind when they're dining out. So in the final time that we have together, can you just kind of do a summary of our take-home messages to our listeners?
Sure. What we really want people to walk away with is knowing that eating heart smart is not just a diet, but a lifestyle plan. It's not something you want to do just short term, but rather a long term change that includes other heart healthy choices, such as not smoking and increasing physical activity. And all of these recommendations are not just for people concerned with heart disease, but the entire population.
So everyone should be following a heart-healthy diet.
Yeah, it's a good diet for everyone.
Okay, great. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.